Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
We last left our crew at the Jaggedy Jack's creation point, where Celestine recovered one of his earliest memories, one in which his maker disclosed that he was built to be immortal. En route to Tropo Neo Vega, our young Mr. Wanderoff, maybe not so young after all, shares his distress over this revelation and struggles with the reality that being immortal means persisting after those you love are gone. Furthermore, Celestine is troubled that he, of all people, should be granted that which Sombra and Advisor Fate were trying to prevent Regent FaZe from achieving. As they continue toward Tropo Neo Vega, the fool's progress is impeded by a conference of conifers, a parley of palms, a delegation of Dadley Dogwoods discussing the environmental disturbances occurring on the Fifth Collide. Simon the Spider trades on his fey heritage and favor with the Empress to convince the Daddy Palm Legs to let them pass. After a thrilling game of truth or dare, the daddies disclose that the great beasts are responding to the fool's journey in a way they never have before. The daddies indicate their desire to assist the fools, and, as a parting gift, bestow upon Simon the ability to connect to the planet's root network, which he does immediately in order to discover the location of Bon Bon's lake house. And so, with gifts of plant growth, dad jokes, and promises to put in a good word with the mama trees, the fools resume their journey. A few more days' travel brings them to their destination, where they breeze through an awkward encounter with some familiar toll booth officers by promising Riot will invite them to a party. You just be patient, toll booth Tony. I'm sure she'll text you any day now. Once within the Tropo Neo Vega city limits, the crew receives a call from Harley Highstakes, who points them toward a contact that will provide support and relay the particulars of the heist. The crew also hears a news bulletin indicating that Uncle Edict's emergency election campaign is gaining support, as well as an announcement of News at 13, Finale 13's new pip show, which promises to provide a perspective uninfluenced by news media or the Spectre agenda. At Harley's direction, the fools arrive at the Caesar's Palace Hotel, where they pause to imbibe an extra sleazy version of the eponymous drink before making their way to the room number of Harley's contact. When they open the door, the crew is surprised to find a familiar cloud android already awaiting their arrival, enjoying himself a steamy Worcestershire jacuzzi.
I can hear you. I am listening.
Hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Collide.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant,
desolate biomes.
Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But oh,
always with
the promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we have been compromised.
But do not despair.
You will
see the world.
You will
know
Planet Arcana.
You will find
all it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little audacity.
All it takes is a key.
Wooster jets a-blazing, spittin' Caesars a-flowin', and plans un-a-foldin'. You find yourselves in a hotel room at Caesar's Palace, face-to-face with Harley's guy, who happens to be Arbor.
There's my man. How's it going, friends?
I thought we had gotten rid of you. What are you doing here?
It's not gonna be that easy, Crater. What am I doing here? Well, I'm enjoying myself a nice Wooster bath, a Caesar bath. And while I'm waiting for you, you know, Harley sent me in a little early. One person isn't going to trip security, but a bunch will. But no one knows me in Trepanier Vega, at least not for a while. So I've been here for a few days, soaking in all the Caesars and waiting to get this heist underway.
You know what? I'm not sure what I was expecting, but you know what? This is a nice surprise. It's good to have you here, Arbor.
Oh, I'm real glad to hear you say that, Crater. You know, Steeljaw asked me to come here to make sure it's not a suicide mission, but to be honest, I'm either going to go down on this massive, exciting mission that people will talk about for years, or I'm going to get massively wealthy and retire on this job that people are going to talk about for years. And I get to do it with my good friend, Crater, and my other friends, Simon and Celestine.
Hey, Arbor.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, I just want to be clear that we're all on the same page about what's happening, because you seem to feel like there is a great risk to your personal safety, but all we're trying to do is bust Harley out of Risco Tech, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's, and he puts up air quotes, all we're trying to do, all right? Yep, just walk into Risco Tech under new management. Heavy security. We're gonna go down, bust Harley High Stakes out of there, persona non grata around there, and then we're gonna make our way out of Trepanier Vega. Absolutely. A breeze. I love your attitude.
Arbor, I don't think you understand that we've done this mission already. We've broken into Risco Tech, we've escaped, we've driven out of Trepanier Vega, and we were fine.
Arbor, we jumped out a window.
Yeah, that's all well and good. I'm just saying that, well, a lot's happened since then, and if Steeljaw and Arlie's intel is correct, last time you were there, you had specific invitations and a lot less notoriety.
Sure, but we also weren't driven by the power of friendship. We didn't know each other when we did this the first time.
Driven by the
power. Yeah, can we pause for a second and appreciate driven by the power of friendship, said with a completely straight face?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely unstoppable, the three of you. Although I might say, I did see on a billboard at the roundabout on my way in, you are perhaps a little bit more notable than I would personally like to have my companions be on the eve of a heist. What's the plan for that, folks?
Actually, I did have a thought about that, because you're quite right, Arbor. We do have more notoriety. We are, I suppose, being looked for to some degree. I myself have a pretty distinct personal aesthetic, and Crater here is, well, hard to miss. Simon, ain't nobody knows Simon, so we're good on that front.
Mm-mm.
But I was thinking, y'all, we can't just walk in as we are, as we did before, but maybe in disguise?
Oh, costumes?
I love
honestly,
a good costume.
I was thinking, can we get suits? I mean, we need to look like we belong in a casino, right? And Crater, please, not denim.
Why not?
I just think it's going to stand. I mean, look, we don't want to attract. He's already massive, and we're going to...
Just picture Crater wine in a full-on denim tuxedo. Ah, it's a thing of beauty.
I've seen it, and I cannot deny it is a thing of beauty. He wears it masterfully, but I'm just afraid that that kind of attention is not the heat we're looking for.
Yeah, I guess you are right that maybe this clientele isn't really used to the Canadian tuxedo, maybe a little bit more of a formal one.
What's Canadian?
I was wondering the same thing. Arbor, you say you've been here for a couple of days now, and I wonder if you know if there's anywhere we could, on short notice, get ourselves a wardrobe upgrade.
Come on. It's trouble near Vega. All I have to do is pick up this here phone, say, connect me to the suit guy, and they'll have some suits custom made for us within hours. Is this your first time in the city?
No, but it might as well be, if I'm honest. I didn't do much exploring of the city when I was here last. Mostly hung out in Crater's bathroom.
Oh, yeah, no, we can get ourselves some matching suits. Matching? Are we matching? Are we matching, boys?
I mean, should we just go, like, just like the old penguin tux? Just black, the white undershirt, look real classy, blend in? Or... maybe we can go a little crazy.
I like this.
Get a maroon suit.
Uh-huh. Ooh. All right, maroon suits. We got to have a nice pocket square with some kind of cool pattern on it.
Mm. Oh, as if we do... Sorry, the gears are turning in my head right now.
Oh my God, he's cooking.
Lay it on us thick.
If we do get maroon suits, what we can do is we can get one of those little... weird little circular hat things too. We can put that like underneath our jacket, so in a moment's notice we can put that on, and then all of a sudden we're a bellhop, right? Double disguise. You know, like the little like circle hat with the as a flat top, little tassel,
right,
on top.
So like Arbor, just bellhop. Tell your suit guy that we're looking for something that is equally representative of high roller and bellhop.
That's right.
Yeah, Arbor's already on the phone. He's like, "All right, we're gonna need four maroon suits, uh-huh. Okay, and then for our staff, we need bellhop hats in a matching color that's not for us. It's for our staff. We'll be wearing the suits. And pocket squares in, an orange and blue paisley? Squares. Orange and blue paisley.
Oh, that'll go lovely.
Yeah. And that'll be for, you got my room number? Uh-huh. Excellent. How long?
About 5 hours.
Great. Hangs up the phone. We got ourselves some maroon suits coming in 5 hours, fellas.
I am Woo! Extremely impressed.
Wow, we're going to look so good.
That is... remarkable. They didn't even need measurements.
Oh, no, I gave them your measurements.
I'm sorry?
You know my measurements?
Yeah, that's one of my skills. I can eyeball it.
Celestine blushes and doesn't know why.
38 long there, Simon. Right?
That's... wow. Yep. That's probably right. I don't know.
Like 65 long.
So you're telling me you measured my ass.
Well, I mean...
with your eyes.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Respectfully,
that's really
yeah.
cool. That's awesome. Yeah, respect taken, for sure.
All right. Well, now that's out of the way. If you're all amenable, I do have a bit of an exciting whiteboard presentation about the heist that we will be engaging in.
Hell yeah.
Celestine sits cross-legged on the floor.
Arbor gets out of the Wooster baths and like drips Wooster all over the floor. And
I forgot he was in there.
That's right. he's
going to taste so good later.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Extra salty.
You can see those floral shorts have been stained like uniform.
Oh, Jesus. He's been marinating.
I feel sodium-y, boys. All right. And he goes over to the other end of the room where there's like this very high-tech TV. And then from above the TV, he pulls down a very low-tech, like school-style screen. And on it is a set of blueprints that matches the map of Riskotech that Harley provided you recently. And just a bunch of like sticky notes, arrows. He's jotted down some scribblings, and it says "The Great Heist" at the very top. And he goes, "All right, if we're all settled in, I'll walk us through the intel that I currently have. Tomorrow night, 9:49 p.m. Harley High Stakes in the crew will be arriving at Riskotech Casino using the teleportation circle that she's got in the basement. Typically, we'd be using the admin teleportation circle, but Ms. Mira has almost certainly destroyed it by now. But she likely, and we're really banking on this, doesn't know about the basement one."
Celestine raises his hand.
Yes, Celestine, wander off.
You said Harley and the crew. Is she bringing more people with her?
Oh, just a handful of boys.
Well... that is a new development. I think we were all under the impression that we were getting Harley and Harley alone out of Riskotech.
You do recall that the reason she was hanging around with Steeljaw was that Steeljaw was promising her some manpower to do this.
Right.
Some boy power.
Some boy power. And though she couldn't get the amount that she wanted, she is banking on the fact that you are all worth about five,
I'm six,
six
boys.
Seven boys each. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm six boys alone. Yeah.
Yeah, minimum.
Inside of you, seven boys. Sorry.
All right. Any more questions before I move on?
I have a question.
Son, yes.
Why did you pick orange and blue paisley with a maroon suit?
I just feel like maroon, orange, and blue reminds me of a great old night up in the cold breaks when the sky is blue, the sun sets orange, and the Caesars are maroon.
You got there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? I'll take it.
Excellent. All right. Back to the heist. The crux of it is that you need to get down to the basement to meet Harley. And from the basement, Harley will be obtaining several vehicles and weapons from the Master of Arms. Unfortunately, the Master of Arms, who used to be completely loyal to Harley, has almost certainly been reprogrammed at this point. And won't be taking orders from us or Harley anymore, and may present a moderate to significant impediment to taking said vehicles and weapons.
Celestine raises his hand.
Celestine Wandroff, yes.
In terms of dealing with that sort of impediment, what are we looking at in terms of, I believe Simon's phrase is, are we killing?
Are we killing?
Well, that certainly is a possibility. I think ideally Harley's hoping to reprogram it, reset it, get it back on our side in service of her taking back over RiscoTech. Obviously, if our lives are on the lines, we're going to have to do what we're going to have to do. But if we can reprogram it, Harley did mention that we might even be able to access some of the recent footage from RiscoTech Casino, which would also be, a great boon for us, I'd say.
Delectable.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Next item is the method of reaching the basement. First things first, you're going to walk into RiscoTech. You're going to have to deal with the reception, who unfortunately will be wanting your weapons to go to the Master of Arms, of course. Unfortunately, there's been some updates to the rules at RiscoTech, and they will also be taking your pips.
Celestine raises his hand.
Celestine Wanderoff, I hope you got a plan for this.
What is the magical detection situation?
At RiscoTech?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they've got minimum wage paid people at the front looking over their shit. You think they've got heavy magical training?
Are we looking at wards or other types of things that might dispel magical effects should we have them on us at the time of entry?
I'll be honest with you, Celestine. I'm not entirely positive on that account. However, I will say that I'd be very, very surprised if RiscoTech itself didn't have some magic happening behind the scenes and any such wards would interfere with them. That's all to say that I can't give you a 100% answer, but I think you could rest assured that there'll be no detection as such, as long as it's not on your person, visibly.
Well, Celestine, are you worried about trying to sneak some stuff in, like your weapons and stuff like that, or that they might detect some very powerful thing that we're carrying around with us?
Well, that last part, Crater, had not occurred to me, and that's a very good point that mm-hmm. Mesmera may be on the lookout for that. But y'all remember, and I suppose I'm talking to you specifically, Crater, you remember how we got off of Lux's office tower?
We
turned into smoke and flew right off.
Oh, right.
And I was wondering if there was any chance that we could smoke our way in.
Can they handle that smoke?
That is my question.
Arbor?
Just to make sure that I'm understanding what's happening clearly, you're proposing that you, the three of you, turn into smoke.
Oh, I'll take you too, Arbor, if you like.
Personally, I've never been smoked before.
It's great.
I'm willing to do it. I'm a team player.
It's kind of weird. But
the proposal is we all turn into smoke, and we drift in as a vapor into RiscoTech Casino, bypassing the reception security.
Probably go through, like, the vents, too.
This was my thinking, and then we reconstitute in the basement where Harley will meet us. Now, I know that Harley wants to get out with weapons and vehicles, and perhaps it may not be as feasible to smoke our way out, but in terms of getting past security with our weapons and our gear, then perhaps smoking our way in is the best we can do, at least as far as we can get before we get stopped.
What's the timeline on that smoke thing? How long do we got as incorporeal vapor?
Eight hours.
Oh. Wow. What if it feels too good?
Honestly, Simon, I can tell you from having done this before, that is the biggest risk, that you simply will not want to stop.
Yeah.
But after 8 hours, you will stop.
Oh, I can stop being smoke anytime I want.
Oh, I heard that so many times.
This is wild, I must say. I'm going to walk you through the next part of my plan. I feel like it's less relevant if we're smoke, but you never know. And actually, there might be a little hiccup that I can see in here. So the idea is we're getting to the basement. We've talked about the security. We're going to go through as smoke, as long as no one sees our weapons or pips after that point, regardless of whether we're corporeal, we should be all right to wander the casino floor. To get into the basement proper, there are three methods that Holly and I have devised. The main service elevator is one. It's just off the reception area. The cons, very well guarded. The pros, frequently used by staff, so almost definitely not trapped. Second option, emergency exit stairs, always locked unless there's an emergency. So that would be the con, is that it's alarm trapped, locked, pros, out of sight. Finally, there is a chute that goes from the MC's office all the way in the top floor down to the basement. Harley calls this the garbage disposal. I know for a fact she sent everything from documents to unwelcome visitors down that chute. Cons, extremely challenging to get to. Pros, well, it was trapped when Harley worked there, but I would imagine that current admin might have fussed with that and removed it for convenience sake. Anyway, those are our three possibilities. If we're smoke, we can likely take any of them. However, I don't know how smoke's going to interact with the alarms.
Right. Well, I don't either. That's why I was asking about the wards and whatnot. If we encounter a situation where, as smoke, we are not capable of moving forward the way that we need to, well, then we will reconstitute ourselves and do things physically as we need to, and we'll have all of our weapons and our pips at that point.
Mm. All right, well, let's assume that we get in there smoke-wise, and that we reconstitute. What happens next? We still have to get to the basement. That brings us to, and he points his little pointer to a section on the whiteboard that says, staff. All means of access to the basement are completely accessible with a key card. In fact, if we can get ourselves a key card, we can get a lot of places in Riskotech Casino. Why don't we just get a key card? Well, here's the rub. All key cards, especially the ones with the access that we're going to need, are around the necks of staff that Ms. Mira has either recently installed or who are fiercely loyal to her. That presents, a slight difficulty. If we don't want to risk a key card, you can use a stat calc. Basically, a stat calc is used to calculate game statistics, but Harley has a few friendlies that remain at Riskotech working there on the floor. They've been reprogrammed, those stat calcs, to scramble keypads and attempt access to secure areas. It'll take a little bit of manual reprogramming, but it will allow us to get in without having to interact with anybody who is loyal to Ms. Mira.
Mm. Now, can we get our hands on one of those before we get into the casino?
Unfortunately not, otherwise I would have just brought you some. The thing about the stat calcs is that as soon as they're brought off of Riskotech property, they get completely wiped. So we're going to need to get one once we get inside. Here's the good news, is that friendlies to Harley have been prepped with a code phrase. This is important now, you need to remember this. The code phrase is, can you show me to the girl boss super slot surprise?
And that's supposed to be a secret code phrase.
That's a secret code phrase that will alert them. It's very secret and effective.
Super slot surprise. Right. What a crazy sentence. I've never heard that before.
Commit it to memory.
Can you say it one more time for me?
Can you show me to the girl boss super slot surprise?
Girl.
Is that one word?
Uh-huh. It's however many words you need it to be, Simon. I don't know what to tell you. The girl boss super slot surprise.
Celestine raises his hand again.
Celestine, wander off. This had better not be about how many words this is.
It's not about how many words so much as, is there a risk that if I say that to the wrong person, they will think I am making a romantic advance?
Yes.
Possibly, yeah.
All right.
That's the risk you take.
Risk at the Riskotech.
Yep. That's why they call it a Riskotech. That's right.
All right. So, two possible methods of moving about relatively freely. We got the key card from Ms. Mayor friendlies, or we got the stat calcs from Harley friendlies.
Seems like the stat calcs might be a better bet, huh?
I mean, I feel like we should assess if we see someone just, like, they have their key card, like, sticking out of their pocket, then just yank that Yoink. Thing. But yeah, if not, yeah, we'll grab one of these little things and easy peasy. This sounds like a breeze so far.
What is the camera situation?
Ah, I'm really glad you asked. That brings me to the portion of the heist in the basement. That is where we'll have to deal with the now reprogrammed master of arms. Like I said, Holly doesn't want it destroyed, but we will have to get it weakened before she can try to reprogram it, if all goes according to plan. The master of arms itself controls all the locks, all the non-sentient robots, all the cameras now that Holly isn't in charge anymore, and a lot of the security. So, if we do manage to reprogram it to Holly, she'll be well positioned to take over Riskotech. That said, as soon as it sees people in the basement, it is likely to send out a breach report. If the wrong person gets it, well, that might be a complication. We have done some planning for this so far. As long as we have someone on the inside disabling it, it won't be able to send any more breach pings. So we will have to get really lucky to avoid any breach going through. But we do have people on the inside, and they'll be checking the alarms, disabling the breach whenever they see us and Harley down there. But yeah, we can't be disabling any cameras because, well, we need Harley's friendlies to be able to see us on the cameras.
Where are there not cameras? Are there cameras in the bathrooms?
Ah, what do you think, Jay?
This would be really messed up if you see us with cameras in the bathrooms.
I know.
But, like, not that unbelievable.
I know. I'm really torn. You know what? Let's roll for it.
Oh, God. Cameras in the bathrooms. What kind of police state is this?
It's Riskotech.
If it's a nat one, it's in the toilet.
Yeah, let's make this a low check. Let's say, who wants to roll this? I'm going to say 1 to 5, there's cameras in the bathroom and anything. And 6 to 20 is no cameras in the bathroom.
Great.
I got it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I did roll a 5, so. Riskotech is a dirty place.
Absolutely killed my plan, Sean. You've killed my plan.
I'm sorry. You should have rolled.
Oh, man.
Yeah, cameras in the washrooms, cameras everywhere. All right. Especially after Ms. Mira took over. It's a little intense over there now.
It's a risk.
It's a risk.
I have a question.
Simon?
Are we doing characters?
Oh, Simon, you know, I would love to do a character. I'm not very good at doing different voices. But,
can I do a character?
What do you have in mind?
I don't know yet.
All right.
Arbor, are you able to secure a room in the hotel portion of Riskotech?
Interesting. Why?
Well, seeing as the bathrooms are not a good place to reconstitute, given that there are cameras everywhere, I guess.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out a way that we can use our abilities to bypass the weapon and pip confiscation, while also not automatically appearing out of thin air on camera. So if we had an out-of-the-way place with no cameras where we could reconstitute, de-smoke if you were, and then we could just sort of walk around and everybody would assume that we had been checked and weapons confiscated.
Might be another risk that we have to take at Riskotech. I mean, it's hard to imagine any corner at a casino that's not monitored, but there must be some that are better than others.
Are there any opportunities to go underwater at Riskotech? Like a jacuzzi?
I'm sure there are.
Because what if we reconstituted in a jacuzzi?
No, is there jacuzzis in the middle of the floor?
I don't know. There's a lot of things here, it seems.
Before we go too far with this, I will point out that as soon as we reconstitute, if we're walking around with weapons, we're going to attract attention right away.
I mean, like, I'm not going to be carrying my axe in my hand.
Frankly, Arbor, that sort of treats us like amateurs, and I will remind you, we've done all this before.
Like, we've done this before.
My weapons are right here. He points to his heart.
Look, we start talking about turning into smoke and, you know, not being corporeal, and I kind of lose track of the plot here a bit, but yeah, no, you're right, you're not going to carry them around after that, yeah.
Arbor, I'm currently holding 2 great axes, a javelin, a mace, and a trident, and can you see them on me?
Well, I was going to ask if you were happy to see me, but no, I can't. can't see him, in all honesty.
Is
now,
that
okay?
Two great axes in your pocket? Or...
Where are they? Question mark. Yeah.
The boiler.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Like, no, like the handles of like the two great axes and the javelin, they're like down one of my legs.
Listen, it's all fun and games when we say that you pull a javelin out of your pocket, but when we go into a place that is checking for your weapons, your knees have canonically bent. Okay, there's just no way that this is a thing.
We've got a bag of holding. Okay. We've got a bag of holding.
Well, that's it's it. If it's the bag of holding, I'll accept that. But there's no way they're in your fucking boiler.
That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna need that knee to bend at some point once we're in there, Crater. I don't know about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, of course, we're not gonna be walking around with our weapons out.
All right. And well, I mean, that's the idea. Either key card or stat calc. We're either gonna be reprogramming our way into the basement and reprogramming ourselves a master of arms, or we're gonna be setting off alarms and fucking it up big time. But either way, we're gonna have a blast.
Okay. Imagine we get through all of that and it's fine. And we're in the basement with Harley and a bunch of goons that she's brought. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the boys. And they have all these weapons and these vehicles. What's the next step there? Are they just driving out of Riskotech through like a garage door? Or are they like plowing their way through the casino floor?
Glad you asked, Crater, because I've missed one crucial piece of information. This is not only the basement, but this is valet parking. All right? Master of arms, in charge of vehicles, in charge of weapons. There is a giant ass bay door that leads into the subterranean road out of Riskotech Casino, and then it's a straight shot out of Tropo Neo Vega, and we're laughing, boys.
Sorry, so this area where the Master of Arms is hanging out, this is also the valet area too?
Yeah, of course.
Interesting. Okay, hold up. We have a vehicle. We can put all of our weapons in there, valet the vehicle, and then it's just waiting for us down there. That we can, like, walk into Riskotech, have a little fun, play a little craps or something. You know, like it's old times. You know, having fun. And then we just walk down there and pick up our fucking weapons. And then we'll go pew-pew and kill the Master of Arms.
What's the problem?
What is the problem? That sounds fantastic to me.
I mean, alternatively, we could even hide within the vehicle ourselves, no? Crater, you have that fun trick where you just go straight invisible. I'm a little fella. You can fold me up and put me in the trunk. Simon might be a bit of a stretch, stretched as he is.
Now, to be honest, hiding some weapons in a bag of holding, putting them in the car, and having that parked in valet, I don't foresee any problem with that. I do think they will probably do a cursory check of the vehicle before putting it into the parkade. That's my sense.
All right, then. Well, that's fair.
What's stopping us from just being other people and just going right on in and getting our valet car checked, and then we're just part of the party?
Part of the party is in like a regular Riskotech customer?
Yeah.
I think that's a good plan. I mean, we're still going to have to get a key card or a stat calc to get ourselves into the basement, into the valet parking, but I'm all for it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get into Riskotech, just be on the floor. We can suss out what the situation is like there, figure out how we're going to get this piece of equipment, and then Celestine, we can do your smoke thing, and then just get down to the valet area to pick up our weapons before we go fuck up the Master of Arms.
I love it when you talk strategically.
So do I. So do I. Oh, I'm really glad to be doing this job with you, Crater.
It's good to have you here, Arbor.
I'm glad you feel that way. I was a little concerned you might be a little angry at me.
I don't give a shit. It's fine.
Oh, you give a shit. Come on. You like it.
Celestine looks at Simon. Maybe we get our own room for the night, yeah?
Why?
You want to wring those shorts out onto me?
Oh! Yeah. No, let's do that. Celestine and I need to cuddle for reasons.
Okay.
All right.
Beyond our control.
No questions for that.
Beyond our control.
Look, when you gotta cuddle, you gotta cuddle.
I gotta cuddle.
I'll get it. Look, go. Jesus. Actually, there's a knock at the door and your suits are delivered.
Ooh.
It's been 5 hours. Wow.
It was a Jesus. Detailed plan.
Well, we've been going over that plan.
These are fantastic.
Can I try mine on?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we should try them on. And let's take some sneaky little pit picks. We won't share them. We won't share them. They're just for us.
I don't have a pip.
What? So it's all right. We'll take them on mine.
Yeah.
You got to get this guy a pip.
No.
I think that at the moment, that may just be a liability.
Simon has already put on the pants and is looking at his rear in the mirror.
Yeah, no offense, but this whole trio is just nothing but liability as far as I can say. And I love it.
Yeah, but we're fun.
Exactly.
Cute little liabilities.
That's what my mom called me and my siblings.
Wow. That is, there's something to unpack in that.
That's rude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was a... Anyway.
Well. It explains a lot, actually.
She was a lovely woman.
She did her best.
Well, a room is secured, an extra room is secured for as many of you as would like. And so when you're ready to split off, you are free to do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I think that we'll just let Crater and Arbor catch up and such.
Yeah, I got that now. See? I got it.
Thanks, Simon.
Eventually.
Let's go have a Worcestershire soak, Simon. Let's go.
Ooh, yeah. Let's marinate. Yeah.
As you two are walking out the door, just as the door is slowly closing behind you, to see Crater slowly walking into the jacuzzi.
Ooh.
Let's rust these gears.
And Arbor just fanning himself.
Celestine's like, do I smell pineapple?
Oh. The fruit tray delivered. The world's fastest room service.
Only pineapple.
It comes to the door as you two are walking out of
it. Does it change the flavor of your oil?
Jesus.
The door closes and he brings in this tray of pineapple. It's actually built onto like a floaty raft. So he sets it afloat in the Wooster, just dunks his feet in and kind of sits on the edge of the jacuzzi. And he's like,
well, Crider, it's been a while. It's been a long time since we've done a job together.
Yeah. What was the last job?
Oh, I think it was the the Crown City affair.
Oh, that fiasco.
Yes, I know. Oh, more, God. Right.
Oh, man. That one plus. Fuck.
Oh, I can still hear the screams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It smelled great, though.
Oh,
but yeah.
In
any
case,
horrible situation.
Yeah. Okay. Aside from that, it was a blast. We made some good money on that job, and then you just kind of disappeared for a few years there, Crider. Not even a word.
Yeah, I was going through some stuff. I'm sorry. I've been bad at keeping in touch with people, but I'm here now.
No, it's all right, Crider. My feelings aren't hurt. It's just, you know, when you're younger, you meet all kinds of people and you go, oh, that's a fine fella. I'm going to meet lots like him in my lifetime. And it's no hardship if he disappears. And then you get a bit older and you realize, well, I actually didn't meet a lot of people like Crater after all. And sometimes your opportunity to reconnect passes you by, and sometimes you get one again. And look, I'm not trying to be all about this, but I think it's going to be my last job no matter what.
Why is that?
Because I plan to spend as much time around you as I can, Crater. And it sounds like this whole affair that you're up to with Simon, Celestine, sounds like it's your last job, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I told you, I don't think I have much left to give after this.
Oh, you're giving so much, Crider. You're a fucking legend, mate. If I do one more thing with you, and it's this heist right here, and then I never see you again, I'll be satisfied this time.
Okay.
All right. I hope you're not planning on getting a lot of sleep tonight.
I mean, I slept for like 14 hours yesterday, so like I'll be spry for tomorrow.
Oh, I love to hear it, because I got another try pineapple coming up in 3 hours, so we gotta get started, aye?
Cut to Celestine and Simon's room. You just hear like a thumping.
Oh, God. Thumping. Sloshing.
Not sure why they gave us adjoining rooms. It feels deliberate.
Yeah. It's a door, too. Hmm. I hate that.
Yeah, maybe we just hang out as far to the other side of the room as we can get.
Do you want to go hang out in the bathtub?
Oh, Simon, yes, I do. That, honestly, that would bring back a lot of good memories.
Yeah, bathtub sleepover.
Oh my God.
You two were acting like the parents were fighting in like the next room. You're just trying to find a quiet place to hide. Like.
Fighting. What?
It sounds like they're hurting each other.
I'm hearing lots of screams and some banging. And
I was just like, put away that great axe.
Nasty.
I'm trying to think of how to use this this immovable rod in a way.
No. No.
I just can't move this rod, but I'm not mad.
Jesus Christ.
How are you, how you doing, Simon? I know that you, made a bit of a connection with those, dad trees back in the forest.
The dads. Yeah, classic dads.
Did you know those people, or do you just know people like them?
Okay, so you know how the ground innately knows the trees? Or, okay, bad example. You know how the sky innately knows the clouds?
All right.
So, like, yeah, I know them.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know if I met those exact guys before, but Daddy Palmlegs, they're all interconnected. So it's kind of like, you know, they all have their own personalities, but they're all, like, together as one, which is really nice. You don't see that from dads very often.
And did you, are you older than them?
Yeah, I think so. Makes sense.
How do you deal with the idea that you've existed for so much longer than most things around you?
Well, I mean, like, what is existence, I guess?
You got me there.
All I mean is, after someone goes, they're still here, right? In a sense, you know what I'm saying?
I think I do. A little.
There's like there's a ripple in their place, and little shreds. Because everything, if you think about it, what is time? What is existence? What are all these things? It could be that everything is kind of happening all at once, all at the same time. It's just that we're experiencing it in this chronological way. So I don't mourn absolutely when I miss people. And I don't feel the weight of the world because the world is inside of me and always has been. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I don't really get bogged down in the details. I just kind of am.
Celestine just puts a hand on Simon's shoulder and says, "It definitely does not answer my question, but I certainly appreciate you trying."
Trying to find the words. It's so hard to find the words sometimes, you know? And, like, sometimes there are no words for things, and sometimes you're just, like, you're not even sure. I guess, like, I've been philosophizing a lot lately because I'm realizing that there are no real answers in the same way that I thought. There's a lot of things that we've experienced as a group that have kind of flipped my world upside down, and I'm still kind of calibrating and making it all make sense. So the philosophizing has been nice. Been a real security blanket. What's your philosophy, Celestine?
I suppose I just want to help my friends, and I just want to make the people that I care about proud of me. I want to go to sleep at night feeling like I've done the right thing, or at least as much as I can. I don't know, I just feel like, what was I doing in all that time between when I was made and when I woke up in the middle of nowhere and then wandered to Ma and Pa's farm? Did I just go to sleep and then thousands of years passed and I woke up and everybody that I knew was gone and I didn't remember that I knew them? Or did I do this over and over again? And I can't remember none of it.
It's scary not to know.
If I did live other lives and I don't remember them, then maybe I wasn't always very good. And maybe I let people down, and I don't know. It's just that I don't know. That's what troubles me.
Yeah, I understand that. It's a lot to take on, especially the fact that you didn't know your... Hey, are you older than me?
It's really hard to say.
You're older
than me. I don't know. Maybe. I might be.
Yeah.
I think it's at least 4,000 years.
Wow, that's older than me.
That's no weird. No, that's none taken. It's weird. I don't know. I still look up to Crater, and I certainly looked up to Riot and defer to their experience, and here I am. I guess I've seen things that ain't nobody saw. Still living, anyway. And I just still don't feel right. Still feels like, why me?
I think it's a beautiful gift. And you have the right ideas. You're going at it from a place of love. Because that's all you can really do.
you know, if you don't know whether or not you did something, if, you know, you can make amends or if you can change it or if you can fix something, then great, then that's what you do. But if you don't know, there's nothing you can do.
You are certainly right about that. I hope that one day I can see this as a gift, as you say.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just concerned about losing everybody.
Yeah.
But you know what, Simon?
What?
Fuck it. Let's hotbox this bathroom and go to sleep. Thanks for talking to me.
You're the best, Celestine.
You're the best, Simon. Give Simon a big hug.
Viridesia King Bed left to no one.
That's right.
Viridesia King Bed. Really? That's a thing?
We established this.
We Keep did. Up. There was an episode a while ago where we called it a Viridesia cool. King awesome. Instead of awesome. A California Love King.
It. Yeah.
I have an encyclopedic memory of everything we've said on the show.
Perfect.
You can guess that. Well, we all tuck in for the night, and some of us get some sleep. And the next morning comes, and it's heist day.
Heist day.
Hey, Peter. Wow, fancy meeting you here.
Yeah, I'm just going to market to stock up on some Clamato.
Oh, the market. Well, I just came from market and, well, not Peter. I'm no gossip. You know I'm no gossip.
Oh, I know.
And I know you're no gossip either.
No, certainly not.
But I couldn't help overhearing, and I thought you'd want to know. Have you heard the latest about the Planet Arcana Patreon?
Oh, I heard. Ugh. You won't believe what I heard. It's utterly scandalous. Do you know they've launched new Patreon tiers?
Oh, I heard. As though early ad-free episodes and access to special channels in the official Planet Arcana Discord weren't enough. Now they're offering perks like an artwork club, where you receive a new piece of Planet Arcana art in the mail every month. They've got a tier with exclusive merchandise. They have one with custom audio messages from the cast.
No.
They even have one. Listen, they even have one where J&B will run a TTRPG session for you and your friends.
What?
Yeah.
And, of course, who could forget that patrons also gain access to Planet Arcana's super special monthly talkback show Recharge, where listeners get a behind-the-scenes peek at the players, the GMs, the story, the world, all of this on their Patreon? Who do they think they are?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Okay, so you heard about the Patreon tiers, but did you hear about their new merch store?
No, they didn't.
Oh, they did. They did. T-shirts, hoodies, crew necks, mugs, and all in an array of tasteful colors and designs. The scandal.
Utterly outrageous. And where did they launch this new venture?
You can find the link to the merch store at planetarcana.com. Can you believe it?
I literally cannot. And you know what else I can't believe? These new goals of theirs?
Oh, I know. Can you imagine rerunning the heist at Riskotech with unused player characters? Hosting an exclusive online concert featuring Jay and Sky Wallace? Can you imagine?
Oh, I can imagine it.
Well, all I can say is that I'm glad I'm following them on patreon.com/planetarcana so I don't get caught unawares.
And all I can say is that I'm glad I'm following them on their Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram accounts so I don't miss out on any new gossip. Not that I gossip.
No, certainly not.
Certainly not.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spellcasters of the bunch, assemble.
I'm here.
Yes.
We have meteor fragments that we were given. We have yet to use.
Can we retroactively have put some spells in there last night so that then our spell slots refresh?
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
I almost don't want to allow it because you guys were fucking around. Like, literally Crater and Arbor were fucking around and you guys
yeah, but Simon and I, the spellcasters, we were just hanging out in the bathroom.
So true.
Yeah, we put them in when we were really baked. We were like, what spells are we going to put in?
Let's pack plant growth. Whoa.
Yeah, it's just Heroes Feast. Yeah.
Oh my god. This has got the munchies.
I love that.
So these meteor fragments, they can hold up to a fifth level spell, right?
Five slots okay. worth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like one fifth level or five first level and whatever combination. It has to equal five.
Any spellcaster can store a spell in a meteor fragment for up to 1 week. Sets a code word. Anyone with a code word can use the spell without expending a spell slot, using any consumables, or having the required spell casting. The fragment can hold up to five levels worth of spells, so 1/5. Correct. Okay.
So unless someone has like a fifth level spell that's just like absolutely perfect for this, like I do have Featherfall, which is only a first level spell. So like,
do we each have a fragment? We each have a fragment, right?
Yeah, I believe
you got
so.
Three. I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
So what spells you got?
Many.
Right.
Incidentally, Modify Memory is a fifth level spell.
Ho ho. I've got a pitch of a fourth level spell.
Okay. Interesting.
Plus a first level spell, which would probably be like Cure Wounds or something. But the fourth level spell I was looking at was Guardian of Faith, wherein a large spectral guardian appears and hovers for the duration in an unoccupied space of your choice that you can see within range. And any creature hostile to you that moves within the space within 10 feet of the guardian for the first time on a turn must succeed on a dexterity saving throw. The creature then takes 20 radiant damage on a failed save and stays until it has dealt a total of 60 damage. One more teammate.
Somebody's like, post one of them up at a door.
That seems pretty cool. What else would be useful?
Fireball?
I mean, if you've got it. I ain't got it.
I got it. 10d6.
Simon just fucking casting fireballs in the basement of the casino.
I like that picture.
You better pass. I mean, surely that won't set off any alarms, but like it'd be good to have it just in case.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. Because if we're dipping into these kind of spells, surely the alarms are going off. Already, we're doing these spells. That shouldn't be a worry.
Ooh, I've got Geis as well. Geis?
Yeah. I think it's Gesh. Yeah.
Gesh, I think.
Gesh? What
For
the
whatever
fuck?
Reason,
I know.
It's Gesh.
You have the power of the gaze with you, though.
Yeah.
The gaze.
The gaze.
I don't fuck with that anymore. I did that once and I did not. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Fucking got him. Fucking got him.
Explain yourself.
Entirely appropriate. I was irresponsible with my use of the Gesh spell.
The gaze.
Some time ago, and I did not feel good about it. I don't think that is, I mean, look, you do what you want to do, but I ain't Geshing anybody.
Okay, how about we do this? So on my stone here, how about we make this like the medic stone? So we'll do like two level two cure wounds and one level one cure wounds.
You got it. Done and done.
Got it. And what about mine just being a big fireball fifth level?
It is appropriately chaotic. I love it.
Yeah.
For mine, I will, I'll throw in a little healing word, and then I don't know if we'll need it, but just in case, how about a polymorph?
Yeah. Great,
so we can cure everybody inside of the casino 14 times. we can then set it on fire, and then Celestine can become a beaver and waddle off. That sounds like a perfect plan.
Well, I was thinking about making somebody else a beaver, but
yeah, that's exactly how Jay and I expected this to go.
Can I be a beaver?
Yeah. just a group of beavers wandering in the front door of Riska.
Oh. Nobody would fuck with that.
Can you check your pips, please?
Beavers are dangerous, y'all.
Yeah.
Start gnawing on the desk at guest services.
I've seen those incisors. I think Arbor comes over and he's like, all right, now that the spill caster's roundup is all finished, can I come join you again?
Did we?
Yes.
I didn't realize we'd sent Arbor out of the room. That feels a little rude.
Well,
yeah.
You said spell cast a roundup over here. I don't cast any spells, so I just sort of stood in my corner.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arbor.
That's all right. I mean, kind of makes me not want to give you these sunglasses I got for
you
all
of us. You got sunglasses?
Oh, no, I want them. Yeah, I got sunglasses for all of us to go with our maroon suits.
Oh, what do they look like?
They're like wraparound visor style with mid frames.
That is cool and tacky.
Yeah. Okay. No one's going to look like us. No one's going to be able to look us in the eyes.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Nah, a height eye contact.
The mirror, they're like mirror finish, so you won't be able to play any card games.
People wear those into casinos.
It's
IRL.
Hilarious. They think they're incredibly cool.
They are. Just like us.
Well, that's a different story.
You know, so if someone starts questioning us, they're just looking at themselves, and it makes them nervous.
Exactly.
Right? See how foolish they look.
It's an old scraper trick. All right, what do you say, boys? Should we do a slow motion, all lined up, maroon suit walk out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, here, look. I can, like, play something on my phone, do, like, a little like, walkout music, and then I press play.
The four of you pile back into your hawk, passing by all the fountains of Worcester sauce. You keep your eyes peeled for a fountain of Clamato or vodka, and it never comes.
Haunting.
Seems like an oversight in design.
Nope.
Did you say so?
Nope.
You drive through the rainy frog song streets of Troponia Vega towards Riskotech Casino. Last time you saw Riskotech from the outside, you were racing away from a fleet of bombardiers. And this time, you have a moment to take it all in. The building rises higher than the low clouds, and the stripes of vertical glass guide your eye all the way up. The facade that's not glazing is an exquisite dark marble paneling, massive tiles asymmetrically assembled. Vines snake their way across the paneling, around the structural pieces, along the glazing. Riskotech Casino looks like it's both shooting up out of the ground into the sky and pouring down from the clouds to the street below, reminiscent of Paragarden's waterfall. It's what you remember. Ornate, expensive, majestic. And you note that no high-level windows are boarded up or broken. Seems like they've long since dealt with the damage you leveled during your last escape. And you drive up to the entrance where you are greeted with the valet service. The young valet holds out a hand for a tip. What do you tip?
Tip? He didn't provide any service.
He's a valet.
He's doing his job.
Celestine reaches into his pocket and takes up 5 gold.
Great.
And Simon grabs more of that granola and passes it over. And he's just like, keep the change, brother.
Is that the granola that may or may not be beef?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, thank you. And he waits for you to pile out of the car. And takes it and drives it down into the parkade. And so you get ready to enter Riskotech Casino. The doors open. You're hit with a waft of tropical air, a mite less humid than the air outdoors, but several degrees cooler, and carrying with it a thick smell of florals. You've entered on the ground floor, many levels below the VIP floor where you saw the wheel spin. The ground beneath your feet has that illusory effect you remember. Though the floor is solid, it appears to shift and swirl with sparkling liquidity. The walls are painted with jungle tableaus that mimic the actual vines and greenery that hang from the high walls and ceilings. And from further within, you can hear the whistles and bells of slot machines and the cacophony of birdsong.
Welcome to Riskotech, now under new management. Today's lucky numbers are 0, 22, and all 16 digits of your credit card. Unless registered in our new Ultra Diamond Elite membership program, please leave your weapons and your pips with the Master of Arms. Stop by the Soul Mosaic Lounge to play our brand new super high limit Wheel of Fortune tables, pick the winning arcana, and go home rich. It could happen to you. It could. It's true. It could happen to you. Welcome to Riskotech. Recording and photography no longer permitted.
Do y'all just want to gamble instead? I kind of feel like just gambling now.
Yeah, I want to gamble.
I do want to spin that wheel once.
For the record, can we say that we also tossed our pips in the bag of holding, which is stowed in the car?
Absolutely.
Cool, cool, cool.
For sure. And so you make your way in and you are stopped at the entrance where there is like a bit of a lineup where you see people ahead of you like getting their pips out of their pockets and handing it over to a cheerful looking waitstaff person at the entrance. And your time arrives and you are faced with this person who is greeting you.
Welcome to Riskotech Casino. Please turn over all weapons and pips.
Oh, I'm coming in empty handed.
No weapons, no pips on you, sir.
Celestine turns out his pockets.
Nothing on you, period, including money. Our ATM can be found just inside the front door. And you, sir?
Simon doesn't say a word, but just like flaps his suit jacket.
Don't get paid enough to deal with that. All right, welcome to Riskotech Casino. We are not liable. Oh, wait, shoot, that's not anymore. Welcome to Riskotech Casino. Recording no longer permitted.
Well, all right, then.
Oh, also, please pardon me. Currently, the Wheel of Fortune is not available for viewing. It has been taken in for repairs.
Aww.
Projected estimate of putting it back in commission is 1 week. We apologize for the inconvenience, but please do check out the Solmaz 8 Wheel of Fortune game. It's super high limits, and you could win it.
Hmm. All right. Well,
definitely don't say anything about that to anybody right now, but like... I've clocked that as interesting and suspicious and definitely feel like Mesmera's got the real wheel somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be that one. Anyway, allons-y.
This isn't the VIP floor that you were on the last time you were here, but it is almost as exquisite, though you can see the places where they've pushed more tables closer together, so it feels a little bit more cramped, a little bit less spacious. A few of the finishes look a little bit cheaper, but it's... only under a very scrutinizing eye could you see those details. But you are here with a scrutinizing eye because you are on a job. And with your scrutinizing eye, you see a lot of staff members, a lot of people who fit the description of Harley's boys, though you're not really sure if they are now Mesmero's boys or Harley's remaining friendlies. Only a code phrase will tell. But there is someone that you are potentially surprised to see, or at least you hadn't planned on it. In the middle of the room, at one of the tables, you see a person who seems to be lecturing or perhaps leading the rest of the table through a sermon.
Oh.
Yes, yes, and of course I must come to talk to all of my most important future constituents. Only joking, but only kind of joking, because you're all going to vote for me, aren't you? Of course you are going to vote for Uncle Edict, no better leader for the Fifth Glide.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we need to avoid Edict at all cost.
What's the worst thing that could happen if we go over and say hello?
Oh, I don't know, Crater. The worst thing that could happen is that Edict could just announce our presence to everybody. That Edict could... I don't know what he's capable of. He could... I don't know. Get a whole bunch of specters and Diplos and guards to lock us up. And I there's a lot of worse things that could happen.
Gonna have you make a stealth check for talking about that excitedly on the floor.
Can I cast Pass Without Trace before we do?
Sure.
All right. Cool.
good thing that I did.
That is a 19.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I take it that that one is persona non grata to us. Is that Uncle Edict?
Yes, it's Uncle Edict, and shut up about it.
That's Shh. Uncle Edict. Okay, sorry. Yeah, no. All right, no. I'm cool.
I just barely passed that stealth check.
Ixnay on the dick day.
It's fine. We've got the maroon suits on and the sunglasses.
And you're not wearing your hat, Selzy, and he's not going to recognize you.
I'm counting on that.
I barely recognize you.
All right, let's just give him a wide berth. It's a big place. We don't need to make ourselves visible to him. Let's just be circumspect.
I don't know if I know what that word means. I'm not afraid to admit that.
See, Sean, you said that, and now I'm wondering if I've used it correctly. You've really made me doubt my life.
I laughed because it sounded like circumcised, and it had cum in it.
Yeah, you started to say circum, and that's not the word I thought you were going to say.
Circumspect. Wary and unwilling to take risks.
Very good.
Okay.
Doesn't sound right. Like us.
Great, Paul.
Yeah, let's be real circumcision about this, all right?
Real cummy.
What's the plan here, gang?
Should we split up or stay together?
I don't think we should split up, personally.
Okay, so we're gonna group mob this.
Arbor, do you know which of these people are Harley's boys?
Well, unfortunately not. I haven't personally been working with Harley for very long. We tried to get her to give us some pictures of her former staff members, but apparently she doesn't have any pictures of any staff. Like, including her boys, including the one that she is with her at Steeljaws. So that's why we came up with the passcode situation.
Will they be inclined to look for us?
If we give them the passcode, then they'll know it's us and they'll do what they can.
But in the meantime, will they be approaching anybody? Or will they be keeping to themselves?
No. They're waiting for the passcode. That's the only information they've been given. You get here the passcode, you give over the stat calc.
Hmm. Okay, well, should we just start walking around quizzing people?
Yeah.
Let's...
I want to set my sights on someone.
Let's go. Let's also remember that we are patrons of this casino. Let's go get a drink. Let's do what normal casino people do.
We're highballers, baby.
That's the one.
And Simon just, like, struts over to the bar. He has put some really sweet maroon lipstick on, and the glasses are like placed in his like hair, which he's gelled straight upwards in a really intense fashion.
I love that.
That is really thinking.
So as you walk up to have an interaction with someone, I'm gonna have one of you roll a d6. B and I know what odds and evens mean as far as if it's going to be a friendly or a not, but we will keep that to ourselves.
Okay. I got a D6 right here.
Amazing.
It's a 6.
Surely that's good. It's the highest it can go.
Great point. So there was one thing you could have rolled on that would have altered slightly the person that you were going to get. And this is really interesting. Especially for me. What happens here is you walk up to the bar and you see someone bartending who, again, is someone that you did not expect to see. And I guarantee there was not a single point at which any of you would have considered to have an encounter with this person again. And you see her roll up on roller skates. She's perfectly prim and proper, just as she always was. And you see rolling up to greet you, totally oblivious to who you are because your disguises will work on her. Almost any persuasion or amount of deception will work on her, and cake impartial.
No.
Rolls up to you. Oh, boy, that's not who I thought.
I'm going to go hang out with Uncle Edict.
Hi, how can I help you? Sleezers are unspecial today.
Yes, we'll get 3 Caesars for me and my friends here. And please, I'll get a Negroni, please. Spagliato.
Oh, I don't know how to make that. Is a sleezer okay?
Yeah, sounds good. I mean...
Sounds good. Yes.
That'll be 50 gold. Thank you.
Oh, Celestine has his back to the bar for sure. Just like head down, arms crossed.
Crider, I know you're about to complain about 50 gold. I need you to not do that while high rollers.
Yeah, that's just so much money.
Cough it up, sugar daddy.
It's an investment, Crider. It's an investment.
That's not a lot of money to us, Crider. It's a small amount of money to us.
Spend money to make money.
Exactly.
Cake makes the worst sleezers you've ever seen in your life and brings them over to you.
Thank you, my fine woman. Here is 50 gold and a tip of 3.
skull.
When you say fine woman, Cake lingers a little bit. Herber looks at you, and she just says, "Oh, thank you. Do you come here often, or?"
Oh, I used to come here all the time back in my younger days.
And, me too.
Oh, really? Well, my days were much younger than yours, I guarantee you.
Oh, you.
And certainly before your time.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. You. Oh,
no, you.
You. No, you. Oh,
God. You can see a line forming where there's a bunch of people waiting to order a drink, and she's just here.
Just to clarify, because I think Crater is kind of like hanging around this area near Simon, and like she does not recognize me at all.
Make right? an insight check.
That's 17.
Nope. Not a second of recognition does she have for you.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
Okay. I'm going to just put a hand on Arbor's shoulder, and then with my other hand, I'm going to reach out and grab the drink that you guys graciously got me. Thank you very much, and I'll say to Cake, thank you very much. Can you show me to Girl Boss Super Slot Surprise?
Pardon?
Mm-mm. Okay. It was worth a shot. Okay,
yeah, I didn't think that was gonna work.
Okay.
You never know. I don't know.
You never know.
Look, she might have been the only one who knew you had to try.
She might have been the only friendly.
She's too friendly. There's a point where friendly becomes a liability.
All right. We got our drinks. Let's I want to gamble. Let's go. Please. I must gamble now.
All right. To one of the tables?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Roll me a d6.
Oh, Celestine, yeah. Grabs his sleezer and walks away fast enough that it's sloshing and spilling on the carpet. That's a 5.
Okay. So I think what happens here is you sit down at a roulette table and you see a Gears android woman leading the table, taking the bets, and make a little perception check for me.
I'm good at that, usually. That's a nat 20. For a total of 30.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Hell yeah.
Here's what's up. You get the good and the bad news together. You can see the key card around her neck that's just like gently tucked into an interior breast pocket of her jacket, which means that there is a key card here to be stolen, and it also means she is not a friendly.
All right. Okay.
Bets now, taking bets, final bets. No more bets.
I'll put down a bet. I'll put down a bet because that's what I'm here to do.
And one bet on black, and no more bets. No more bets. And here we go. And she spins the wheel.
Roll a D100.
Oh shit! Cool. 73.
Yeah, I'm just googling how to play roulette.
Yeah, it's like that. It's you roll a D100.
You could
and then...
just do like odds is red, evens is black, or whatever.
So that means that you did not bet on black, or you bet.
Yes, I lost.
Well, it's 73.
73 is odd.
Is it?
Yes, last time I checked it was.
Seems pretty normal to me. I don't know. Okay.
So your bet gets eaten. I don't really understand how casinos work, and I'm going to be upfront about that right now.
I'm sorry, but
we're just going to live with it.
Your bet is being eaten, sir. I will be eating your bet now.
Oh, that is a shame. If that just don't take the cake. Well, I guess this one just ain't my game. You... have yourself a good night.
Have a good night, sir. No more bets. No more bets.
And just move on. If I know for certain that this isn't the person, then no point in lingering here. I played. I lost. Now I'm leaving. That's what you do.
How responsible.
Sean, know your limit. Play within it.
Winner. Gagnon.
Gagnon. Where to next, gang?
I mean, I would love to go play that. The wheel game.
Oh, the Mesmera wheel game?
Yeah.
Is that something that I can see if it's real or not?
Oh, that's interesting.
What do you mean if it's real?
If it's the actual Wheel of Fortune.
I think you would know for sure. And Simon, you would probably just like the feeling that you've had being around like relics recently. I think you could actually make an insight check for me.
Okay, sick. Insight. Ooh. 24.
Ooh. So Simon, your feyness does... it does sort of allow you to sense incredibly strong magic like that of relics. And when they mention that the wheel is not on the floor right now, you can tell that that's true. You would have an inkling if it was in the same room as you, and it is not. It's not on the floor, and you know this for sure.
Okay.
But with the 24, it is in the building. I think with that good of a check, you can feel the feeling almost like filling you up from the feet up. So you can tell that it's the feeling's coming from beneath you.
Oh my God, it's in the basement.
It's in the basement.
All right. Well, we were headed there anyway.
Are we hoisting a wheel? Talking about this wheel. Look, it's fine. I just want to know what we're up to. We're not going to heist the wheel.
I mean, we'll play it by ear. We'll see what happens, right?
We might heist the wheel.
Oh my God.
Really... If we have the chance to heist a wheel, we're going to heist a wheel.
Look, I really wish you'd talked about this with me before. That's a huge... Look, I'm fine.
Listen.
I'm a professional.
I drew on it once. Did you know that? I drew on that wheel.
You drew in the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I done drew right on it. Just remembered it the other day.
What'd you draw?
Little star.
Oh, that's cute. That's true. I remember that.
I know, right?
I have questions that we don't have time for you to give me answers to right now, but that's noted. Stowing that away. We'll talk about it later.
In fact, you don't have time for that right now because there is a figure who has sort of slowly approached closed the distance between you and him. And you sort of realize that far too late that he is standing much too close.
Mm. And he leans over your shoulder, Celestine. The presence is the thing that catches your attention before his actual voice. And you glance over your shoulder and look into the eyes of Uncle Edict as he looks into your mirrored visors and says, I'm afraid I would know a devotee of the star anywhere, my boy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.